Well, see this, and see this. We is next to the youngest, and there's six of us. And there'd be five, count me, five kids.
Where'd you put them all?
Oh, yeah, that's what I say, these bedrooms. I think I slept in my... I had a twin bud. And I think us two and one more. The boys slept in there for a while.
You had a twin?
And this, I think, was just a room, had a mirror, and just go in there and sit in there, I think. And this must be in the summer rest of them. And I believe there's nothing over here where it, the two girls had a room.
Us
boys was, yeah, there were two girls. But one of the girls wasn't born then. Well, I guess before we left there, she was born.
Yeah. What was everybody's name? Again, it was the oldest.
Well, again, with the oldest one?
Yeah.
Martha. M-A-R-T-H. Well, I didn't get that T in there. T-H-A. And Leroy. W-E-R-O-Y. C-H-A-R-L-I-E. Charlie. Martha. Leroy. And Charlie. And R-U-E-L. Rule. And R-U-E-B-E-N, Rulin' Reuben.
Oh.
Reuben and Rule.
Uh-huh.
And that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And E-R-M-I-N-A. Hermina.
What was that?
Hermina.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We always, my daddy had Reuben and I call her Bob.
B-O-B. Man, Just you all calling that.
We couldn't hardly say Hermana.
Yeah.
You already know, we call her Bob. And I still call her Bob when I see her.
Yeah.
I haven't saw her in quite a while.
Yeah.
She's up in Gainesville, too.
Is that right? How many, are all of you still living?
Charlie's dead, and Reuben. We've got Reuben. Reuben. And, Leroy in the hospital now. Well, ain't none of these. They're all still there, just them two.
Do they all pretty much stay around this part of the country?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice
Martha. Family. Martha, she's about the furthest off, I guess, down here at Garland.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's pretty close to where I live. I live in Richardson.
Yeah. She called me last night and eat me out because I haven't come to see her in, I guess, a year or two or more. Well, I can't hard drive down there. I get turned around in Dallas. I have to go to Dallas every 6 months if I couldn't get somebody to take me down there to the Presbyterian Hospital. Well, I'd just quit.
Yeah.
I wouldn't try to drive.
Well, that's like my daddy. When my mother and daddy come see me, I have to drive, and I don't like it. But my dad actually will not drive
now.
I don't blame him. He hates.
I get turned around so easy down there. I stay turned around before I get back home. If I get around in there, can't get straightened out.
I know what you mean. My mother's like that. Yeah, you get her 5 blocks from home, she doesn't know where she is.
Yeah. Well, it's down a little ways up here where I don't bother me. I don't drive till I go into town down there. If I happen to be going down the street, I might turn here too quick, and that'd be just a one-way street, and I'd get out in there and start to come around and hunting them one-way streets and try to find me a main one out of there. Well, I'm lost. I just get turned around.
I know what you mean. You know, I went back to my home, to Wichita Falls, this weekend. Yeah, it was Saturday, I guess it was. They changed one of the streets, one of the main streets, Kell Boulevard. You know, it was four lanes and it went both ways and everything, but they've divided it now. And